The embedded derivatives. Shandir, we know it's your first time because you're still using a paper nameplate here. But it is your first time before the committee. Standard operating procedure is that means all y'all have to be nice. They won't be nice next time. Take what you can get.
Thanks.
Please go ahead.
Agenda paper 12 addresses a request for guidance focusing on whether a license agreement host contract contains an embedded foreign currency derivative that is closely related to the economic characteristics and risks of the host contract. This is on the basis that the payments required under the license agreement is denominated in a currency that is the currency in which such commercial transactions are routinely denominated around the world, or otherwise referred to as the routinely denominated criterion. The submitter identified two views concerning the issue, as outlined in paragraph 9 of the staff paper. View A stated that the routinely denominated criterion has been met on the basis that it is determined by market practice, whilst view B stated that the routinely denominated criterion has not been met, as it is based on data, for example, exchange-traded products such as crude oil. The staff conducted outreach activities and asked constituents, firstly, whether how the routinely denominated criterion is interpreted in practice and what evidence has typically been provided to support the criterion, and secondly, to what extent there is diversity in practice. The majority of respondents stated that, in respect of question one, routinely denominated criterion is generally evidenced with reference to items that are traded, usually on an organized exchange, in a single currency around the world. However, this would not preclude other items that are not exchange traded, for example, the global trade in rough diamonds. With respect to question two, the majority of respondents stated that no significant divergence in practice was observed. A few responses were also received after the staff paper was finalized, with the views expressed being in agreement with the results of the outreach. In analyzing the issue, the staff noted section C9 of the implementation guidance of IS39, which states that the currency in which the price of the related goods or services is routinely denominated in commercial transactions around the world is only a currency that is used for similar transactions all around the world, not just in one local area. So based on this guidance, the assessment of the routinely denominated criterion is based on evidence of whether or not such commercial transactions are denominated in that currency around the world and not just in a local area or on market practice. Furthermore, the assessment is a matter of fact and is based on the assessment of available evidence. The existence of such evidence is integral to demonstrating that the routinely denominated criterion has been met. It's also worth noting that the type of goods or services can have an impact on how difficult or how straightforward the assessment of how available evidence can be assessed. For example, evidence may be readily available for crude oil transactions around the world in the form of quoted prices denominated in US dollar. On the basis of the staff analysis, the assessment of the interpretations committee agenda, criteria, and the feedback received from the outreach, we believe that the interpretations committee should not take the issue onto the agenda, and we would like to ask the interpretations committee the following questions. Firstly, do they agree with the analysis and conclusions reached? Secondly, do they agree that we should not take this issue onto the agenda because it is not widespread? And thirdly, if the Interpretations Committee agrees with the staff recommendation, does it agree with the proposed wording of the tentative agenda decision as outlined in Appendix A of the staff paper?
Okay. Before I open it to questions, I have a question of Kumar. Kumar has demonstrated time and again the long-standing practice of financial instruments guys of telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. And that's true more of... That's true more often than not. But my aged memory was that when the board talked about this in the context of the going back to the 2005 amendments again, sense was that this was not very common, that you'd meet the routinely denominated test.
It's a tight test, absolutely.
We could, at the time, we could think of a half a dozen commodities. Oil, I guess shipbuilding is routinely denominated in dollars. Diamond, but that we were running out of the list before we ran out of fingers.
And it's meant to be tightly. That was the intent of the board as well. And also, if you look at the IGC, that's very clear. And just another point, that IGC has been brought into IFRS 9 as well, what we have come in. So yes, the intention was never this to be a more relaxed, but a tight application of a worldwide denomination of in that currency.
So let the record show that the FI guy actually thinks I know something.
Okay. You always start that way, the answer. Yes, it was never meant to be a relaxed application.
Bruce?
Thanks. I agree with the way it's been drafted. I mean, I guess I was going to comment exactly that. When I went out, we tried to find further examples. This is a very, very small issue. My only concern is if we took a decision to do the alternative and issue things, I think we're just going to get a flood of people with very specific questions, and we're going to spend our lives commenting on a list. So I don't believe there's a principle of question here. I think the principle is very clear in the standard. I think it's very clear that this was intended to be very narrow. And I think if we did anything other than what was drafted here, I think we're going to end up with a lot more questions, with a lot more specific things, and we just got to spend our lives creating a list.
Reinhardt?
I echo Martin's comments. I believe the staff analysis is consistent with my understanding. It's really not an interpretation. It's a question of fact as to whether the good or service is routinely denominated in that currency throughout the world. And so I would concur with the wording of the draft agenda decision.
Kaz?
I understand, I agree with the staff recommendation not to take this agenda. I understand this is a kind of case-by-case issue, so we shouldn't address this, but the only kind of I have a sympathy with this submitter that from the challenging maybe try. I understand it's a very, very limited issue case, but I don't know actually the film industry's contract is really denominated worldwide, but I think it's just a judgment issue, whether it's really a demonstrate that is really denominated, then we can get an exemption. So that's all. I think probably the reading of the practice is understandable motivation. He tried to limit it, but the standard itself has an example. So it's not necessarily that example, but we can just a core principle is just to address that would be might be helpful for that assessing the new examples or new issues going forward.
So just to make sure I understand, it is a judgment,
yeah,
but it's a judgment about the facts.
Yes.
So it's not a judgment about anything else. It's an assessment of the underlying evidence. Okay. Laurence?
I completely agree with what you just said, that it is a judgment about the facts. That being said, so I also agree with that it is limited cases, but those cases might not just be limited to commodities.
100% agree.
Okay, and so I was unsure that this was a message that was being conveyed. I wasn't sure about, I agree with an agenda decision, I wasn't sure about the reason for rejecting adding the issue, but saying obsessed that the issue is not widespread. Perhaps it's I would have used limited, and reminding that it's a question of judgment based on facts, as you said, Wayne.
Okay. I think that's a fair point.
Yeah.
Carl?
It's exactly the same comment.
Okay. John?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the recommendation. The only thing, I think paragraph 21, 22 seem to imply that there's some form of evidentiary hurdle in order to, so it's not just a judgment on facts, it seems to imply that you have to reach some form of threshold of evidence. I mean, if I don't necessarily disagree with that, although I'm not sure, it seems to me that that's not written anywhere. So if we think there's an evidentiary hurdle, it would seem to be helpful to put in the tentative agenda decision that it's a, it has to be based upon some evidence rather than just a judgment. So
I didn't want to bring the hurdle in, but the point you're making that the assessment of fact has to be based on some of the evidence that you have. So we'll try and put something. Have a look at the words. We'll bring that.
So the only other point was just the global dimension. I mean, C9 talks about it being global, you know, makes reference to the fact it can't just be local. And again, that's, we usually don't want to refer to IGCs in agenda decisions, but the fact that it's global might, in the agenda decision, it would be useful to have that.
What would you think if you brought some of the words from the IGC into the decision rather than referring as you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an objection to that. I don't think we should refer to the IGC, but I think some things that are in the IGC are relevant for the agenda decisions.
Fair point, and I see a couple of other heads nodding yes. So. Okay, let's go to the phones. Fei Long? Okay, we've momentarily lost Fei Long. Sandy? Fei Long's here now.
I agree that not to take it on.
Okay.
And I think it is, the issue is a kind of a very, very narrow issue.
Okay, Sandy?
I agree with the staff's recommendation.
Martin?
Yeah, I believe there might be another question, more or less, the nucleus in this. Well, routinely denominated around the world. The question for me is, would it be a difference whether you are a global player or whether you are a local player? So is it in fact also depending on size? I mean, if you see this submission, you say, okay, raised funds, the funds are raised internationally and you have high risks and therefore you share this risk and so on, and this all happens in US dollar. Now imagine you are a smaller sized producer and you act more or less locally. You have much smaller production and then probably, well, the currency you use is differs or is another one. So is the evaluation really based on same size? So if I could argue, based on the specific fact pattern here, if I have globalized companies, and if among these globalized companies it is usual to have US dollar, then that's fine. Or is it more or less the question industry, no matter of size, and if more or less similar business models within the industry, smaller size, where another currency is used, then you have not this exception. So therefore, you have to account for embedded derivative.
Staff? Kumar?
I appreciate where the view is coming from, whether it's a global or a local player, but I don't think that's relevant, because what the standard talks about is a commodity and how it is priced globally, irrespective of who the player is. So in my mind, and I think the way the standard is written and the IGCs and the guidance, it doesn't matter what is your size, it's the commodity and whether that is denominated globally in that routinely denominated currency. The person applying it, or the preparer's size or arena of operations, I think does not come into this decision.
That's twice in one day.
I won't make a habit of it.
Anybody reach a different conclusion? John?
No, I mean, I was just going to comment that the bigger issue in practice is usually not this one, the routinely denominated, but the commonly used currency in an economic environment. That is a major issue, so I'm surprised we haven't been asked that particular question rather than this one. So.
Okay. hold your breath. Now that you suggested it, somebody would. All right, I'm not hearing any disagreement, subject to a couple of wording twitches, bringing in some of the IGC language into the consensus.
Lawrence made that.
Pardon?
And the other points which Lawrence.
Lawrence's suggestion, yeah, as well. Okay, that's what we'll do. Any objections to that? Okay.
Okay.